I've not come here to talk about weaknesses. I've come in truth, just to speak about the strength. Because everywhere, when people think that they have become little bit clever, they know something, they read books, they always talk about weaknesses and they forget their strength. So I think, and because of that, I thought it better that I must talk about the strength. And strength, of course, we forget, and weaknesses always be remembered. We always think about, oh, anger, lust, greed, selfishness. I must get out of my anger. I must get out of my selfishness. I must do this, I must do that, I must get rid of all this. But who says no? Why do we not get out of it? Why do we not get rid of anger, lust, greed, selfishness? Why? Because we forget the strength. And because we forget the strength, the weaknesses, of course, they go on making us weaker and weaker. Everyone believes, accepts that God is indivisible. And when God is indivisible, who you must be? You must be God. So instead of experiencing God in us, we just think about the weaknesses. Whether God is weak, when we talk about God, we just say that He is all power, all knowledge, all bliss. And the same God is in you. And you just think about the weaknesses. And when you think about the weaknesses, you think that God is really weak. And because we always think about the weaknesses, we cannot get rid of the weaknesses. I remember one incident, and you must have also read it in that book. It was in the year 1968. Baba was in strict seclusion. The correspondence was closed. Nobody was permitted to come and see Baba. And he would do his seclusion work in the morning in the Manli hall for 3 hours, and then again in the afternoon in his room. So when he would come in the Manli hall early in the morning, and when he would start his seclusion work, at that time, of course, all the Manli members, they would be outside of his room watching, so that no noise should be there. Even we would not allow any bird to come there, because of that Baba would feel disturbed. There should be no noise, pin drop silence he wanted. So strict seclusion was there, correspondence was closed, and still people would write letters to him. And after seclusion work, he had started having this prayer, master's prayer, and then of course he would ask the Manli members to wash their feet, and he would bow down to each one, and then he would sit there and he would ask whether we have received letters. And of course we would receive letters, though the correspondence was closed, still the letters we would receive. So A.H. was dealing with English correspondence, I was dealing with Hindi correspondence, and every day we would receive many letters. Once it so happened that after Baba's seclusion work, he had started this God Speaks work. What work he has done, still I don't know, don't understand, because he would ask A.H. to read out one chapter, one or two lines at the most one day, of course it would be 4 or 5 lines, and he would say, put question mark here, exclamation here, semicolon there, full stop there, and nothing else. The next day, again the same thing would be read out to him, and again he would give this marks, explanation, question mark, all this, and it went on for 7 days. So we did not find time to read out those letters which we had received. On 8th day, when Baba completed his seclusion work, we were just sitting in the Mandli hall with bundles of letters. And Baba looked at me and he said, today I have got headache. You reply. And when he said, you reply, I just felt, thought came in my mind that what sort of God he is. His lovers are really great. They don't want anything material or spiritual from him. They just want to see him, that too even from a distance. But he says that I am in seclusion. Darshan is not possible. Then they expect a few loving words direct from him, and that's why they write. And he says, you reply. Of course, I did not say anything to Baba, and he did not ask. But when Baba retired, according to his instructions, of course, I followed him. So when I went to his room, he asked me, how many letters did you write today? And I said, not a single letter, Baba. He said, why? I said, where was the time? When you were there in Mandli Hall, I was there. When you retired, I followed you. Where was the time? He says, yes, there was no time. But tell me the truth. What were you thinking at that time when I asked you to reply? And as usual, I said nothing. And he says that, no, tell me the truth. What were you thinking? And he insisted. So I said, a thought came in my mind. Ah, yes, yes, what thought? He was very, very anxious to know, as if he did not know. Yes, yes, what thought? I said, a thought came in my mind. So, yes, yes, tell me, what thought? I said, when you asked me to reply, a thought came in my mind, because I was hesitating how to say all this. But he insisted, and I had to tell him that what sort of God you are. Your lovers are really great. They don't want anything material or spiritual from you. They just want to see you. So you say that I am in seclusion, darshan is not possible. Then they expect a few loving words from you. So you ask me to reply. He says, yes, my lovers are really great. And because they are great, I take this human form, come down on earth in order to worship their love. But what do you mean by this? You are with me since last so many years, and you don't understand. If they come and see me, what they will see? This physical body, what is there? This was the sign of his seclusion work. So Baba says, this is the real thing I am giving them, and you will witness with your own eyes what will happen to them who have not seen me physically. This is the real thing I am giving them, and you will witness with your own eyes what will happen to them who have not seen me physically. And because he has given that real thing to you all, that's why you are coming into his contact, and you want to follow him, you want to love him, you want to remember him. So when when you have come in his contact, when you love him, when you remember him, so why should you think about the weaknesses? Why should you not think about him who is the strength within you? He is the strength, and he is such a strength that all the weaknesses will be wiped out if we just have him, if we remember him. And if we have that trust, then of course he is there to help us. But our difficulty is that we always think about this and we just say that we offer this to Baba, repentance prayer, wholeheartedly we close our eyes and do repentance prayer and we say, God forgive us for all our sins. As soon as the prayer is over, then we just think about the sins we have committed. Oh, yesterday I did this and day before yesterday I did this. And why? Because we don't have that trust. When we asked him for forgiveness, to forgive us, we don't have that trust that he has forgiven. We don't trust him. That trust we have to cultivate. When we say, when we ask his forgiveness, we must have that trust, we must have that faith in him, that when I have asked his forgiveness, the Lord has forgiven me. And because we don't have that trust, again we go on worrying and worrying about it, how helpless we make our beloved, how helpless he becomes. Because we don't give him that chance, he forgives. And at the same time, we become suspicious. We don't understand, we don't know, we don't have that trust that he has forgiven. But when you ask his forgiveness, when you offer him anything, good, bad, anything, know well that he has, we offer, he accepts at the very moment. But we must know, we must have that trust that he has accepted. When we ask his forgiveness, we must have that trust that he has forgiven at the time when we asked his forgiveness. And if we cultivate that trust, then only we will have the strength. Otherwise, just talking about the weaknesses, I am not a good person. I have got so many weaknesses. I have committed so many sins. Thousands of sins you must have committed. What is there? What is there? Because we just give existence to all this, they are there. Nowadays, ego business, it is just going on like anything. Oh, this is his ego and this is my ego, and because of this ego, you know, this happens. Of course, let it happen, but because we give existence to it, and that's why it is there. If we don't give existence, then it is not there. The shadow, it has no existence. If we are not there, the substance is not there, shadow will not be there. Shadow is there because the substance is there. Without substance, shadow cannot be there. So, shadow, the existence of shadow is because of the substance. So, we forget the substance and we remember the shadow. All the time, this is my weakness, that is my weakness, it is his weakness. Let it be there. What is there? If we remember the strength, then of course those weaknesses, they will be wiped out gradually. The strength is within us, but we just forget it and we just give importance to all weaknesses all the time, nothing, no thinking but the weaknesses. I did this and then again what happens? Alright, I am doing this. Whether it is according to Baba's wish, and then we take opinion from others. Whether it is according to Baba's wish, I am doing this. Everyone has his own opinion, and then we get confused. Oh, whether this is according to Baba's wish, I am doing. No, it is not. And you feel confused. Then you go to another one, and then another one. What is the need? The beloved is there. He is 1,000 times closer than our very breath. Why not to tell him? I tell him in such a way that I am doing this. If it is not your wish, then of course please just give me indication. And if that indication you don't get, then you just say that, then I will think that it is your wish and I will do, you are responsible for that. have that strength. If that strength is there, if that trust is there, if that faith is there, of course he has to guide you. He has to indicate. But why just go on asking opinion from this one, that one, and then you just get confused? Beloved is so close, so near, and we just forget him and ask the opinion whether it is according to Baba's wish. And if someone says, no, it is not according to Baba's wish, oh, then of course, confusion. All this intellect, just let the heart function. Just give that heart to him. Ask him in your own heart and see what happens. And even if you don't get any indication, don't feel confused. Tell him that I am doing this now, you are not giving any indication. I am doing this, you will be responsible. If you, if it is not according to your wish, you will be responsible, otherwise you give me indication. Go on doing. Don't feel confused and don't feel worried about it. Know fully well that the beloved wants me to do this, do it. Don't, and then he will remain responsible for that. I tell you about one incident about faith and how one of the Mandali members, he would give threat to Baba. And because of his threat, Baba had to follow him, Baba had to accept that. There was one named Baidul. He was looking after the musk. And he had also one homeopathic book, 1860 edition, in Persian. The 1860 edition of homeopathic book, of course, he would read. And he would give homeopathic treatment. Same medicine for animals and same medicine for human beings. No change, only one type of medicine always in his pocket. And he was such a doctor that even if you are not sick, he would approach you and he would say that, your eyes, there is something wrong in your eyes. No, my eyes are all right. No, there is something wrong. And he would put medicine in your mouth. So we were in Satara, and this doctor who was studying the book of 1860 edition, after supper he would go out and sit under a tree and he would get many patients, 300, 400 patients every day in the evening. They would come to him, and what he would do, he would just put medicine in every mouth. He would not give them for 2-3 days, otherwise the next day they would not come. So he would just put the medicine in the mouth and he would say, come tomorrow. So it went on, and we also came to know about this doctor. So we would laugh at him, but he would not say anything. He would just ignore and would laugh at him, why are you doing this? You don't know anything. So what happened, that one day, it was Pendu's birthday, one of the Mandali. And it was evening time, and we were sitting there talking about his birthday and thinking that his birthday is there, and what is there, only chapati and vegetable. And what happens, one man comes well dressed with tray, sweets, fresh sweets, and as soon as he came, he says, where is the doctor? Dr. Duncan? He says, no. Then Dr. Nilu? He says, no. Dr. Ghaver? He says, no. Then there is no other doctor, only three doctors are there. He says, no, there is another doctor. Another doctor? Who the doctor must be? So Baidul was coming from that side. He had grown beard at that time. He comes and he takes the tray. He says, go, I will send the tray afterwards. And he brings and puts on the table. And he says, what do you think of me? You always laugh at me. Do you know who has sent these sweets? It is sent by the district health officer. Why did he send? Do you know that? Because I cured his son. Go and ask him. He tried and tried his best to give him best of treatment. Nothing happened. He took him to Bombay. So many specialists, they tried. They could not cure him. And I cured him. That's why this sweet he has sent. Go and ask. Go. And it was a fact. That doctor would take him also to hospital when there would be some incurable cases. He would take him in the car and he would give that medicine, same medicine for animals and human beings, and he would cure. So what was the secret behind it? The secret was, every midnight, of course, he would get up and pray to Baba wholeheartedly. And he would say that, I have given medicine to so many. You see that they are cured. He would give threat. And Baba had to then accept him. Accept and cure him because his threat was there. So it went on and on for 2 years. And then Baba said, now it is too much, you stop. So because of that faith, of course it would happen. So when we have that faith, why should we just think about the weaknesses? When we think about the weaknesses, we become very, very weak. And there is no hope. We have problems, so many problems are there. We face so many problems. But there is one problem, that this life itself is a big problem. When this problem is solved, all problems are solved. But we forget the basic problem and we just go on thinking about this problem, that problem. There will be no end of the problems. No end, there are innumerable problems. So, but if we try to solve the basic problem of life, life itself is a problem. Why it is a problem? Because whatever you think you are not that. You are not that. And that's why this is the basic problem. We don't know who we are. We forget that. And because we forget that, the problems are there. So many problems, innumerable problems, and there will be no end of problems. It will just go on and on. So this problem of the life itself, how it should be solved, the Beloved is there. Why does He come down on earth? Why does He take human form? In order to go to movie? To go just to the club? Or to just have recreation? For that purpose He does not come. He comes in order to help the mankind. He comes and because He comes down, in order to help the mankind, of course He suffers. What is His suffering? He is duty bound. He has created the creation. So He is duty bound. He is responsible for each drop. Unless the drop becomes the ocean, it is His responsibility. So because of the responsibility, of course He has to help. And when He helps, He fulfills His responsibility. That is no problem for Him. That is no suffering for Him. But suffering we cause to Him because we hesitate to offer Him. And because of our resistance, He suffers. Baba has told us that there are 3 types of followers. One type, when He says, follow Me, without any question, they follow. There is another type, when He says, follow Me, they ask, why should we follow You? What benefit will be there? So in that case, what does He do? He just catches hold of the hand and gradually drags that one towards the destination because He is responsible for that. There is third type, when He says, follow Me, He says, why should we follow You? You say that you are God, you have to prove that you are God. So He knows that if He go on explaining, of course they will not be able to understand. So what does he do? Then that type of people he takes on his shoulder. And when he takes upon takes them upon his shoulders, they do not sit quietly, but they start beating him. And that is his suffering. Because of this resistance, he has to suffer. So, otherwise, his suffering because the responsibility which he has taken upon himself, that responsibility, of course, when he fulfills, he feels happy to fulfill that responsibility. But because of our resistance, we just ask his forgiveness and we forget that he has forgiven. And again, we just go on worrying. This is resistance. Baba has said that just like the goods train, in goods train, there are different compartments. Engine is there and different compartments, they are connected with the goods train. Suppose in one compartment there is gold, in another compartment there is silver, in another compartment there is garbage. But when all these compartments, when they are connected with the engine, of course they all the compartments go along with the engine, and it does not happen that compartment of gold goes along with the engine and compartment of the garbage remains there. All the compartments, if they are connected with the engine, they reach the destination. He is like the engine. And whether we are good or bad, we should not worry about it. We should just worry about just having that connection. We should remain connected with him. And if we remain connected with him, then of course there is no question the engine of course takes to the destination. So we do not think about that how to remain connected with him. And we think about that, oh, we are garbage. Oh, garbage, stinking garbage. How can the engine will take you to the destination when we just think about all the time just garbage, garbage, garbage? Advent. This is the first phase of his advent. I will just talk about the first phase, not second phase. Second phase afterwards, not here, not this year. So, first phase of advent, it is going on. Those people who are coming in his contact in the first phase of his advent, you have no idea how you are coming here, who has brought you in his contact. Do you think that when you read his books, then you come in his contact, you just accept him? When you see the film or somebody gives a talk about Baba, and then of course you accept. It is not so. The beloved is very, very active. This is the period of his advent. He is infinitely active at this time. Not that because he has dropped his physical body, so his work is finished. It is not so. If it is so, Jesus Christ, he was crucified. Whether there was literature, whether there was any film or television or anything at that time, nothing was there. Only few people knew him. And those few people, those who knew him, they also suffered and suffered. What was there that after 100, 200 years, the world accepted him? When there was no literature, nothing was there. It was his work. The Lord was working most actively afterwards, after he crucified. And because of his work, the world was awakened towards him. So his work, it is quite different work. And we cannot understand. What is his work? Just to clean the garbage. We are just full of garbage and we don't know that we are full of garbage, stinking garbage I should say. But we have become one with that. And because we have become one with that, we don't know. But it is his work that he is just cleaning the garbage. And when the garbage is cleaned to certain extent, we just get his awareness. We are awakened towards him. Because of that work, of course, no one can do. You try meditation, concentration, yoga practices, read books, so many things you do. Nothing will happen unless the Lord works for you. And this work he is doing very, very actively at present. During his advent, his infinite consciousness is most active, and because of that, we are with him in his first phase of advent. The world will come when his universal manifestation will take place. That means the fifth phase of his advent, when it will be completed, the world will come at his feet, because he is working for that. But when the world will come, it will take time. You are here at his feet now. The world may come after 100 years or 150 years or 200 years. But you are, when the world will come, what will be the difference between your awareness and those who will come at that time? When the sun is there, now you don't see the sun, the clouds are there, sun is just behind the horizon. You can't see the sun, and still you believe that there is sun behind the horizon. And this belief, of course, takes you closer and closer to him. And when the sun will rise, you will be very close to the sun. When the world will come, of course, world will be at a distance. But everyone will face towards the sun. Everyone will feel inclined to face towards the sun, and that will be his universal manifestation. Now, people think that, oh, Baba said that he is going to break his silence. But he did not break. So, how he will break when he has dropped his physical body? This thought, of course, everybody gets, not bad. If you think about him, this becomes the medium for the remembrance. If you think it not bad, but I am just explaining that, oh, Baba said this, but it did not happen. I tell you, this is my experience, that the more promises he would break, the more faith he will bestow. Promises he would go on giving, and when he would break one after another promise, I would find that he would give more and more faith. The faith would become more and more firm. So the Lord does not break the promise. He does not break. But it appears as if he is breaking the promise, but he is making the faith more and more firm. But this silence, when he has said that I will break my silence, it is not just he will break that promise. No, definitely not. So we must know what is his silence. Why did he observe silence? In the beyond state of God, there is nothing, no desire. The ocean is calm and quiet. There is nothing. That is the perfect state of silence. When the whim came, what happened? Who am I? The desire to know himself, who am I? And because of that desire, when this desire was created, who am I? Of course, because of that desire, the creation, of course, took place. Now, whom that whim came? We just say that, yes, in the beyond state of God, that whim came. Infinite God, he got that whim. Whether when infinite God, who is indivisible, whether that whim is not in you all, is not in stone, is not in vegetable, is not in worm, fish, or bird, animal, that whim must be in everyone. Because indivisible God got that whim, who am I? So that whim must be in everyone. And because that whim is in everyone, there is progress in consciousness. Because of that, there is evolution of consciousness and involution of consciousness. Otherwise, who is going to ask you to just make progress? What progress? Why? The progress is that whim is in everyone. Who am I? You don't utter that, who am I, who am I? But because that whim is in everyone, the progress is there. Everyone is going towards God, consciously or unconsciously. knowingly or unknowingly, everyone is going towards God. So, because that vim is there, so when that vim came, of course his silence was broken. And when the silence was broken, the word was given. So word, that word which is given, who am I? That word must also be in everyone. So where is the question of breaking up the silence? Because silence was broken. So what? When Baba observed his silence, what is his silence? Why did he observe silence? Because the silence was broken. Who am I? Everyone. Of course that vim is working in everyone. Who knows about it? Who is going towards God according to the vim? We have forgotten that. Why we have forgotten? Because we just think about other thing, all unnatural acts and deeds, and that it is just because of the force of illusion. We just forget him, forget the vim. So the force of the vim, it becomes very, very feeble. And when it becomes feeble, instead of hearing the sound of that word, we just hear the noise of unnatural acts and deeds, the unnatural impressions which we create. And because of that noise, of course, the vim cannot work. So, the beloved came. He observed silence. Why did he observe silence? In order to wipe out the noise of the world. And when it is wiped out, and there will be his manifestation, it will be the breaking of his silence. Then of course the world will hear the sound of that word, and sound of the word, and then the process will become natural. The new humanity will emerge, and there will be awakening towards God. New order will be established, and that will be Baba's work. It is not that people just think Baba said that 3/4 of the world is going to be wiped out, and there are persons, they just see that when it is going to take place, when 3/4 of the world will be finished, as if when 3/4 of the world will be finished, then afterwards Baba's work is done. But nobody thinks that whether I should be included in 3/4 or 1/4. Everybody thinks that, oh, my number, you know, I will be included in 1/4. And that's why the talk about 3/4, you know, just, you know, if it is destroyed, it is good, you know. As soon as possible, if it happens, it will be nice. Why not to, if we think, then why not to include in 3/4? But always everyone thinks that, oh, because we are following Baba, so, you know, we are included in 1/4. Let 3/4 of the people who don't follow him, let them die. It will be nice. Actually, this 3/4 and 1/4, of course, it is in his language. But if 3/4 of the world, if it is destroyed, whether Baba's work will be completed, whether his purpose will be served, why he took human form, why he came down on earth, it cannot be fulfilled. Because he has said, I have come to awaken. I have come not to teach, but to awaken. So when he has come, when awakening is not there, only destruction is there, then whether his work is fulfilled? Definitely not. He comes down on earth to awaken the humanity towards God, and that is his work. So whether 3/4 of the world goes away or it does not go away, of course we have no concern. But this is the definite thing, that when this awakening comes, it is just possible that 3/4 of these unnatural impressions, they will be wiped out. And when they will be wiped out, then only we can have that awakening towards him. So that has to take place. Once it so happened, when Baba declared this, that 3/4 of the world is going to be wiped out, so such thing, you know, creates sensation. Great sensation all over India. And even in newspaper, that Meher Baba says that 3/4 of the world is going to be destroyed. And everywhere, and people would go and they would just talk and they would tell people that 3/4 of the world is going to be destroyed. Meher Baba has declared this. And at that time, what happened? There was a big function in Hamirpur district. So big function was there, and one letter we received. They wanted some Mandli member to go there for the function. When letter was read out to Baba, Baba says, why don't you go? And I knew that if I would go there, they would ask the same question about 3/4 of the world and 1/4 of the world. So I was feeling scared. So Baba says, either you go to Hamirpur or go home. You can't stay with me. Then of course I had to go there. Now what happens? Baba says that don't worry about it. He gave me one line. Sachidanand Paramanand Meher Baba Vigyanand. Sachidanand means God is truth, bliss, Meher Baba Vigyanand, and he is on 7th plane. So I just thought that this line Baba has given, what will happen? They will ask me about 3/4 and 1/4, and this line, if I take there, what is going to happen? But anyway, it was his order, I went there. When I went there, the group head was there in one village, so I gave that line to him. And of course, he called the singers, and they fixed up the tune, and they started singing. And when they started singing, when Baba would give darshan to so many, and the atmosphere will be just surcharged with his bliss, everybody would just forget, everyone would feel absorbed in that love, the same atmosphere was there. And I was very happy that now, because the atmosphere is changed, this line is really very, very powerful. Now nobody would ask me about this 3/4 and 1/4. I was really very happy. Now what happens? That group head, he stood up, and of course he tells different things. He introduced me to the audience. 5,000-6,000 people were there. And then he says that Baba has said that 3/4 of the world is going to be destroyed. So if you want to be included in 1/4, then follow Meher Baba. That fear, that if you want to remain alive, then of course follow Meher Baba. I said, what to say now? What to say? I am just telling you, because there is always in every religion, there is nothing but talk of sins. That fear is created. So this fear, when because of the fear, if you follow something, you can't follow it. It should be from the heart. It should be because of love. Then that is following, because of the fear. If you follow anything, you don't follow. It is you follow your own fear. So when he said this, I just could not understand now what to say. But Baba came to save me. I remembered one story. And the story runs like this. That there was a perfect master, and he had some disciples. And this perfect masters and the avatar, they are such persons, I don't know. They always want seclusion. Their work is quite different. They don't want to collect crowd or people, and they also don't want that people should know all over the world. And that's why all the time Baba would remain in seclusion. When he would go for must work, he would be incognito, nobody would know. When he would hold poor programs, he would bow down to the poor. At that time also, nobody, his condition was that nobody should know about him. So all their work, master's work, quite different. So this master, perfect master, he had a few disciples, and he would remain in one place, and he would not allow people to come. They were so-called masters. Many so-called masters, and they had following up thousands of people. So these disciples, they would just think that our master, he is the real one. And of course, those so-called masters, of course, people go to them, they follow them, thousands of following. But why this master does not allow people to come? He should not just call people, but when they come to see him, why does he not allow? So they were just thinking. So one day they said to the master, that master, there are so-called masters here and they have got big following and you are the real one.